Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Greater Manchester. Here's the headline. Greater Manchester is the only English region outside London that the major investment houses routinely treat as institutional in its own right. 17,500 commercial transactions over the past 5 years. The strongest regional office market in the UK and recent auction prints from a Bolton industrial cluster clearing as tight as 5.11% net initial yield. Let me set the scene. Greater Manchester is a polycentric metropolitan county of around 2.9 million people, spread across 10 boroughs: Manchester, Salford, Trafford, Stockport, Tameside, Oldham, Rochdale, Bury, Bolton and Wigan. The M60 orbital motorway binds the county together. The M62 connects it east to West Yorkshire and west to Merseyside. The M6 to the west links into the wider Northwest logistics network. And Manchester Airport, the UK's busiest regional airport gateway, anchors the south of the county. The commercial property market here is concentrated in three broad zones. The first is the regional core: Manchester City Centre, Spinning Fields, Noma, Ancoats, Mayfield, Idaho Manchester, plus Salford Quays and Media City UK across the boundary. This is where the institutional office and build-to-rent story is being written. The second is the M60 ring of mid-market boroughs: Bolton, Bury, Oldham, Rochdale, Stockport, Tameside, Trafford and Wigan, each a substantial standalone economy in its own right. The third is the M62 and M6 logistics belt running through Trafford Park, Salford, Wigan and Tameside, where institutional shed deals dominate. Why should an investor care? Because the occupier base sits well ahead of any other UK regional conurbation. Financial and professional services in the central core. Advanced manufacturing across Trafford and the eastern boroughs. Life sciences in the Oxford Road and ID Manchester corridor. Media and creative industries in Salford Quays. Logistics along the motorway corridors. And one of the country's deepest student populations across the universities of Manchester, Salford, Manchester Metropolitan and the University of Bolton, which underpins one of the UK's largest HMO and purpose-built student accommodation markets. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, captured 17,588 commercial-leaning transactions across the 10 boroughs in the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside more than 67,000 private individual residential sales, providing the wider investment context. The ratio confirms what Greater Manchester actually is. One of the deepest buy-to-let, HMO and standing investment markets in the country, layered onto a genuinely institutional core. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Manchester. Manchester is the county's institutional centre and the deepest commercial property market outside London. 6,853 commercial-leaning transactions over the rolling 5 years. That's comfortably the largest single data set of any UK city outside the capital. 222 office keyword matches, 50 retail. The median commercial transaction price sits at £181,000. With the interquartile range running from £130,000 to £280,000. Avison Young's Big Nine reporting tradition has consistently placed Manchester at the top of regional office take-up. And Q1 commentary from Savills, Knight Frank and CBRE points to continued flight to quality. Spinning Fields, the City Centre Core and Media City UK have set new headline rents. The regeneration pipeline, Noma, Mayfield, Idaho Manchester, Victoria North, is at a scale unmatched in any other UK regional city, and lenders treat the prime end of it as London comparable. Second, Bolton. Bolton is the largest of the northern boroughs by activity, with 1,925 transactions and one of the most affordable mid-market entry points in the county at a £133,500 median. It's also the only Greater Manchester borough with a meaningful auction yield read this cycle. Four matched Acuitas lots, three of them small industrial units on the Boundary Industrial Estate on Millfield Road, all auctioned on the 10th of July last year. Unit 6A cleared at £154,000 against £12,000 passing rent, a net initial yield of 7.79%. Unit 7 cleared at £470,000 against £26,000 rent, 5.53%. Unit 6B cleared at £137,000 against £7,000 rent, 5.11%. Those type prints on small shed industrial in the M60 corridor are among the keenest sub-institutional industrial trades nationally. The fourth Bolton lot, 38 Bridge Street, a retail and development opportunity, sold prior to auction in March, which is itself a constructive signal on town centre development demand. Third, Wigan. Wigan plays a similar role on the western edge. 1,905 transactions, a £115,000 median, and an M6 corridor location that gives it a stronger logistics weighting than the land registry record alone suggests. The auction print to remember is 10 Standish Gate, sold by Acuitas in December the year before last, £234,000 against £21,500 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 9.19% on secondary high street retail. It captures the discretionary high street reset cleanly and sets the wider end of the county yield range. Worth a quick word on the rest. Stockport, 1,323 transactions, a £200,000 median, and a regenerating town centre at Stockport Exchange and Weir Mill that's now drawing capital that previously bypassed it. Salford, 1,479 transactions, anchored by Media City UK and the Keys, with a flat-heavy property mix that reflects build-to-rent and apartment investment activity. Oldham, Trafford, Tameside, Rochdale and Bury form the consistent mid-market spine, and Trafford is heavily understated at the property level, just two transactions in the recorded data, because so much of the institutional product there, notably the Trafford Park Logistics Estate and the Trafford Centre, moves through corporate share sales rather than the property registry. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Six Greater Manchester lots matched in the rolling Acuitas sample, four in Bolton, one in Wigan, one in Hyde. The industrial bid is keen, 5.11 and 5.53% on the larger Bolton small shed units, 7.79 on the smallest. Secondary High Street is clearing in the 9% area on the Wigan trade. And the Hyde retail lot at 1 and 3 Corporation Street sold at £104,000 in February, the year before last. A small ticket secondary trade that fits the Tameside town centre profile. Reading across the rest of the market, prime Manchester office yields have stabilised in the low to mid single digits, sitting wider than equivalent prime City of London product, but tighter than any other UK regional centre. Compared to peer northern conurbations, Greater Manchester is consistently quoted at tighter yields than West Yorkshire equivalents and at or tighter than Merseyside comparables for prime stock. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and into the first quarter of this year has been stabilisation rather than further compression. Which brings us to lender appetite. Greater Manchester is the most competitive commercial mortgage market outside London by lender count and product breadth. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander will price prime, well-let stock at margins close to London comparables. Their focus is on the regional core, Manchester, Salford and the Airport Corridor commercial estate, where Grade A office, build-to-rent and prime industrial product attracts consistent appetite at 60-65% loan-to-value or LTV for the strongest sponsors. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties dominate the £1 million to £15 million mid-market across all 10 boroughs. The borough-level activity in Bolton, Wigan, Stockport, Oldham, Rochdale, Bury and Tameside is essentially a challenger bank market. Specialist lenders, together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore, Hope Capital, handle bridging, refurbishment and development. The county's auction calendar at Acuitas, Allsop and Pew corroborated this quarter by the four Bolton lots and the Wigan and Hyde retail trades. sustains a constant flow of short-dated debt against tenanted small-ticket investment stock. Development finance availability is genuinely deep, reflecting the county's regeneration pipeline. Lenders will back ground-up residential, build-to-rent and mixed-use schemes at 80 to 90% of cost for experienced sponsors. What to be cautious about? Continued post-pandemic uncertainty on demand for Grade B and C office stock, where vacant secondary floor plates may be uncoverable with mainstream debt at any LTV. Industrial heritage remediation cost on former mill and brownfield redevelopments across the eastern boroughs. Rate cycle sensitivity on shorter WELT investment stock. That's weighted average unexpired lease term. Where the Wigan High Street print at 9.19% illustrates how quickly secondary income reprices when covenant strength weakens. And concentration risk in the buy-to-let and HMO market against the cycle of student housing supply growth in Manchester and Salford. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Greater Manchester commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuation rather than a directional shift. Countywide transaction volumes look set to stabilise around the rolling five-year run rate. Prime Manchester and Salford office yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clear rate cycle pivot, but the structural occupier demand should keep prime rents underpinned and continue to attract institutional capital. What to watch? Grade A City Centre and Spinningfields office, where rent levels are testing new highs but investor pricing remains disciplined. Built to rent across Salford Quays, Ancoats and the Eastern Gateway. Urban and last mile logistics around the M60 and M62 corridor. And the Bolton Boundary Industrial Estate prints at 5.11 and 5.53% have set a tight regional comparable for sub-institutional small shed product. And buy-to-let and HMO acquired through special purpose companies across Bolton, Wigan, Oldham and Inner Manchester, where commercial mortgage demand has been stable through the cycle. Lender competition for quality income is intense, which keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. But mispriced or underlet secondary stock will continue to find financing harder to secure across all 10 boroughs. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Greater Manchester, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.